Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. Our greatest joy comes from being forgiven.
I am God's child. I stand here forgiven. My sins have been cast in the depths of the sea. I have been washed in the stream of salvation, and I am free. I have good news. Your sins are forgiven. They're farther away than the east is from west. Come now and bathe in God's stream of salvation, and know His rest. Know His mercy. Know His goodness. Know the joy of righteousness. Come for healing. Come for wisdom. Come, the Father longs to bless. I am God's child. I stand here forgiven. My sins have been cast in the depths of the sea. I have been washed in the stream of salvation, and I am free. I must keep my spirit filled with all that God has spoken. Then I'm safe from Satan's lies. I know His power is broken,
Father in heaven, we thank You and praise You for the forgiveness that You offered to us and that many of us have accepted. You so loved the world that You gave Your only begotten Son so that whoever believes on You is saved. All our sin, past, present, and even future, have been separated from us as far as the east is from the west. So far, have our sins been removed from us. The penalty for our sin completely paid by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. And by accepting that free gift, we are forgiven. Thank You. Thank You for the peace that brings to our hearts and our minds. And the eternal joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, You know how that Satan uses guilt to put doubt into our minds. Help us to keep our eyes on Jesus and rest in Your forgiveness. God, please speak to us through Your Spirit now as we invest this time of worship in Your holy presence. Thank You, and amen.
Thank you. I need you. Lord, have mercy now on me. Forgive me. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I will be
oh, Lord, you know the love.
grace that is greater than all our sin. Somebody say grace. God's grace.
God's grace.
Grace that will pardon.
Grace that will pardon.
Cleanse within. Talking about God's grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Grace, grace that is greater than all our sin. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not by works, so that no man should boast." Grace that looks beyond faults, sees needs, and forgives. The scripture says if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Save the wretch like me. I once was lost.
Once
was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind. Shining as a sun.
Christ like He through eternal ages.
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Call to Worship. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. This is where you'll learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous broadcasts, available to you anytime, day or night. You will see archives of the Call to Worship programs from many years ago. Our website is also a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. And you can write to us at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Made in my heart, What a change you have made in my heart. You've replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart. That's why I wanna spread the news. What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life.
Thank God for His forgiveness. He became sin for us, was punished for our transgressions. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is vital for us to live a healthy Christian life. Failing to forgive someone who has wronged you may very well hurt you more than them. For example, there was a time when my wife and I managed apartments early in our marriage. The former manager, who I had replaced, had been allowed to stay in one of the apartments and had been saying bad things about us to others in the complex. Then came one night when he approached me and made it clear that he would be taking the job back, and soon he would be gloating, standing in the courtyard, watching as my wife and I had to move out. Well, a few days later, that is exactly what happened. I can still see him watching as we got in the car to leave. Over time, we moved to another state, but that confrontation was a horrible experience, and I kept reliving it in my mind for several years in anger, hatred toward that man, until I finally forgave him in my heart. I realized that he was certainly not haunted by those events. My mind was virtually a slave to him while I wallowed in unforgiveness. I carried that burden like a ball and chain. I allowed that to distract me when I could have been focused on the Lord, living for Him in those moments. Well, one outstanding example of forgiveness is Joseph, found in Genesis chapter 37. It provides details of when Joseph was thrown into a pit by his brothers, then sold into slavery. The brothers lie to their father, saying that he had been killed. Time passes, and Joseph's father dies. Then we pick up the story in Genesis chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, and they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, 'Please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.'" Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brother also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Friend, if you're harboring a grudge, unforgiveness regarding something done to you, remember that account, the account of Joseph, and how God meant it for good. You need to forgive that person. Romans 8:28-29, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified." If God, the author of forgiveness, forgives us, then we should forgive ourselves, and then we should forgive all others, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us. Just listen to and consider what Jesus Christ gave to the disciples as an example. Matthew 6, "After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. How can we, quote, love the Lord with all our heart when our thoughts are tied up, focusing on something that someone did or said that injured us? And then there's also the command for us to love our neighbor as ourself." Matthew 22. Jesus said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself." True forgiveness clears our mind and brings true joy. Listen to Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4. "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgiven you."
You're lost in the pain of mistakes that you made, in memories of every wrong, reliving each time that you failed him, and it's all you can do to go. Stay and
world of grace. He gives hope beyond unthinkable, blessing beyond countable, all good things he has for you and me. Well, God, peace, unspeakable peace, unreachable any other way, but through the power of grace, hope beyond unthinkable, blessing beyond countable, all good things he has. Stored up every treasure. They were the only gods I knew. But on the day the Savior found me, I saw that all I possessed couldn't buy what he was giving for free. God gives joy, unspeakable peace, unreachable.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we thank Him for mercy, grace, and His forgiveness that brings that joy that we just heard about. I pray that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest just a few moments to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, in order to have new life in Christ, you must confess with your mouth that you believe who Jesus is, the Son of God. Repent of your sins, agreeing with God that they are wrong and deserving punishment. Well, Jesus took the punishment for all your sins on the cross, offering you the gift of salvation, a choice to be saved from the penalty of your sins. Please tell Him that you accept this free gift. Invite Him into your life. Now's the time. You're not guaranteed the next heartbeat. Friends, Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and faithful giving are vital to keeping us on the air. If you've been blessed by today's program, visit us online at calltoworship.us. Contact us through our website, and when you're led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from 1 John, if we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. and Psalm 103. He does not punish us for all sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above. He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. Brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice in our standing in Christ. We are totally forgiven. This is how it feels to be free.
There's a wall that has been standing since the day that Adam fell. Sin is where it started. Sin is why it held. Speaking as a prisoner who was there and lived to tell, I remember how it felt. I could hear the sound of freedom, like a distant voice it called and beckoned me to follow where I had never gone. Though my heart was willing, I just stood there at the wall, praying somehow it would fall. But in a cross I found the doorway and the hand that held the keys. When the chains fell at my feet, for the first time I could see. The voice of evil, I can hear the call of sin, but I won't go back again. You see, once I tasted freedom, and the chains could bind no more, mercy gave me wings to fly, like an eagle I can soar.